From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Trying to win it all again. Posada, slow roller right side. Beckett picks it up, tags Posada, and the Florida Marlins are world champions.
In times of trouble and danger, Australians are the first to step forward, to accept the hard duties, and to fight bravely until the fighting is done.
Your contempt, Mr. Butch, for the rule of law, and your abandonment of the pursuit of justice, preferring brute force, is a betrayal of the best that is American. There were other ways, Mr. Butch. You refused them, Mr. Butch. You chose death over life.
Sometimes one needs to say to a big institution, hey, wait a minute, let's lift our eyes up and look out across the horizon and say, are there questions that we ought to be asking ourselves? Are there things that we ought to think about ways to do differently?
This administration is fighting a war within itself. It should not take out its internal struggles against those who are actually fighting the real war in Iraq, Afghanistan, and elsewhere.
This gives, in a very limited window of opportunity, the chance to allow a woman who may have said that she wanted to not sustain life with life support. She didn't say she wanted to be starved to death.
They say the governor knows best. He will decide for her. We should all be outraged. Every court, all the way up to the United States Supreme Court, resisted the political pressure the Schindlers and their supporters placed on them to ignore Terry's medical condition and her wishes.
We have the fires burning both in Lytle Creek and Rancho Cucamonga. We have the Santa Ana wind conditions, so this is what's causing a lot of the erratic fire behavior. We have mandatory evacuations in place over in Rancho Cucamonga. Lytle Creek is still at the mandatory evacuation also.